This is Entrepreneur Radio. Now, here's your host, Alan Taylor.
Well, I'm just back from New York. Spent a couple of days at Entrepreneur Headquarters in New York City in Manhattan and had a blast. Entrepreneur Magazine to help you, wherever you are around this world, to become a better entrepreneur, to do what you love to do instead of the job that you maybe have right now. Maybe you want to be an entrepreneur. Well, we'll help you with that process. I'm Alan Taylor. So I am an entrepreneur. That's all I've ever been. I don't know anything else. I had a job for one day, one time. And that was a flower delivery boy when I was 16 years old because I just wanted to drive. I was a 16-year-old boy that wanted to drive and deliver flowers to pretty girls, okay? Well, after about the 13th 90-year-old woman kissing me and leaving lipstick on my face for handing her the flowers, I went, where's all the pretty girls? Oh, this sucks. Went back to the flower shop, and they said, all right, we got one more delivery for you today. You got to take that big, giant thing of flowers over there to the funeral home, and then they're going to have you carry it inside, and you put it on a casket, and then you're done for the day. And I'm like, okay. So I was really disappointed. I was driving, which I love to do, and it's all I wanted to do was drive, meet pretty girls. That's what 16-year-old boys want. So I get the flowers, I put them in the delivery van, I go to the church, and it wasn't a funeral home. It was the casket had been moved to the church, so I went to the church, and now there's a casket up on the stage, and there's a spotlight in it, and the whole church is dark, and so I go, well, I guess I got to go up there on stage, and, you know, there's nobody here because they're waiting for the funeral thing to happen. And so I went up on stage, and I have this gigantic thing of flowers, takes both arms. You know, it's like 3 feet wide. I lay it on the casket, the open casket. I don't know. There can't be anybody in it because there's nobody here. They got to leave somebody. Anyway, I lay it on the casket, and I look down, and there's a dead lady in it. I'm like, ah, I screamed, I yelled, I ran like hell. The flowers hit the ground. I ran all the way home, left the truck idling in the parking lot, never went back to even collect my paycheck for the day's work. Then I became an entrepreneur. Right then and there, I thought, I'm never going to work. If I'm not working for myself, another day in my life. So that's the only job I ever had, one day. That was 40 years ago. Today, I'm still an entrepreneur. And you know what? I've loved every minute of it, even though I've worked 100 hours a week sometimes to not have to work a 40 hours a week for somebody else. Of course, I want to work for myself. And you know what? I've had good times and bad times, but that's what builds your character. I've been married 31 years. I got 4 great kids. They're all entrepreneurs too. And I've got a guest today, and I have a feeling he's experienced the same kind of stuff. His name is Kevin Cloutier. He is co-founder of Feet First Eventertainment. Eventertainment. I've never heard. What is this word? You made it up.
We made it up. We started in Los Angeles, and if we were just entertainment, we thought people would think we were making movies, and that's not what we were doing. So we made up something. We entertain at events, so we're of entertainment.
Yep. I love the twist. And see, I think that is what entrepreneurs do. I've heard it so many times. What is an entrepreneur? It's a person that solves problems, that comes up with a new twist, a new something, right? You have Feet First Eventertainment. Tell the world what that is real quick.
We provide corporate events at conferences and trade shows and wherever people need corporate events. It's a reward-based service, and it's all about providing fun, entertaining activities to people in their workplace.
So tell me the name, Feet First. What gives?
What gives? It's just jumping in feet first. We want to be the first ones there. But I can tell you that the name started because we started as a DJ company back in college. So Feet First had to do with dancing back then. That's when my brother and I started the company at UCLA. That's what it was. We were DJing fraternity parties, and so that seemed to have a good fit, kind of the Footloose era. And so we did this Feet First thing, and it has evolved into games and things like that. So you just keep using it because it works.
I love it. I absolutely love it. Matter of fact, Ferris Bueller's Day Off, my favorite movie of all time. This sounds like you guys were like Ferris Bueller, just having all the fun. And you've been doing it now for 30 years. When we come back here on Entrepreneur Radio, we're going to find out the secret sauce to his success, what they're doing now. Because guess what, everybody? They've been working with major companies like Google and Facebook and Universal. What do they do? How do they do it? How do they become a success? We're going to find out. We'll be right back with the rest of the story.
There's more Entrepreneur Radio after these messages. Now, here's your host, Alan Taylor.
And don't forget, check out Entrepreneur Magazine on newsstands everywhere. Go to entrepreneur.com for videos, stories, podcasts, audio, this show, and anything you want to know about being an entrepreneur. We'll help you. That's what we're here for. Again, I'm Alan Taylor. On the line with us is Kevin Cloutier. He is co-founder. Him and his brother Dave started this company called Feet First Eventertainment. I had to be careful with that. By the way, on the web, if this sounds interesting, feetfirstevents.com. Feetfirstevents.com. So you started this in college. You guys were a couple of wild and crazy DJs. And then along the way, and did I hear that you started this on money from the paper route when you were kids?
Yep. That's we bought all our first equipment in our van with the money we saved up from our paper route. Yep. That's
oh my how God. We did it. I got to tell you, this is too bizarre, right? And we'll spend another segment with you too to make sure we both have to tell stories. So I was just telling a friend of mine walking down the street in New York City yesterday. I said, you know, it's interesting. I had a paper route when I was 12 years old. All I wanted to do was go to Disneyland. And so they said, you know, the I don't know, Ventura County Star, like Ventura County, you're in L.A., so right down the way. They said, if you get, you know, 12 new starts, you know, people's taking the newspaper, 12 new starts this month, we'll give you a free trip to Disneyland. And here I am, like 11, 12 at the most. I thought, I got to go to Disneyland. I'm going to Disneyland. So I only got like 10 new starts. I had to have two more, so I faked up two starts, which is, you know, two addresses and two names that they would then send the bill to. And then I would, of course, then get in trouble later on when they found out that, no, they really didn't want the newspaper. But I didn't care. I was willing to take the risk and get in trouble because I'm going to Disneyland.
You were going to Disneyland. Yeah.
And I said, I was walking with a buddy of mine, Steve from Microsoft, we were there together in New York. And I said, you know, what's interesting. When I was a kid, I did such crazy things, but I learned such a lesson from having that paper out. So many lessons, you know, inventory and waking up early and making sure you fold the papers right so you can fling them and they would fly through the air and they wouldn't come apart. I mean, all the little things of business get learned from things that you don't have anymore because the newspapers aren't, you know, it's not what it used to be, right? So I said to him, yeah. I said, but the one lesson I learned was being honest with myself and not allowing myself to do stupid things in business, like faking, you know, a start so I can go and get the reward when I didn't deserve it. So many people want the reward before they deserve it. They'll do stupid, unscrupulous things. And there I was, 10, 11, 12 years old, whatever I was, willing to do that to get a reward before I deserved it. That was a very powerful lesson. And finally, when I got the phone call from the newspaper and they said, hey, what about Mrs. Jones? She said she never did the start. And so they said, you owe us for two starts because you went on the trip. And so guess what? I had to pay for a year of newspapers, like 12 bucks a month.
Oh, no.
And it's like I had to pay. It was like going to jail for an 11-year-old. You know, I had to pay the newspaper. And so they deducted it from my money. I'm telling you what, you learn so much from a newspaper route or being a DJ. And look what grows out of it. Guys like you and me, you know?
Yeah.
So tell us now how you went from being a DJ to going into television.
Well, we were also camp counselors at UCLA, and we were DJs at this camp, and we played games with them, with the kids. And one of the parents saw us playing games with the kids and said, hey, I have a television show. Can you come and make up games for my television show? And we said, sure, we think so. And so we started working in TV. And that was the early 90s, and we worked on a bunch of cable game shows and things, probably the most popular one being Legends of the Hidden Temple. It was a Nickelodeon show.
Wow.
Very, 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 very popular, and
well,
we made up all the games on that show.
Survivor, too.
Then game shows went away, and then Survivor came around, and the phone started ringing again, and so there's not many games guys in this town, but you're on a short list, and can you help us? So yeah, I made up games for Survivor and a bunch of reality shows right when reality TV was starting. Yeah.
Amazing. And today you've got something going on called the Waterworks Program, and maybe you could talk briefly about that. And unfortunately, enough about you. We're going to talk more about me because I got a commercial break coming up. I'm joking. And I'll give you a whole segment and I'll shut my mouth, okay?
You got it.
Tell us about Waterworks real quick.
Sure. Waterworks is our newest program where when corporations want to do something to give back, we can actually help them build water filtration systems. We build emergency kits that we can send to places in need. We build those at the event. And then on a one-for-one process, we actually deliver large water filtration systems to families and schools in Africa, mostly Kenya and Uganda. So we're delivering clean water to places that really need it to survive.
I love
it. Great program.
I love the giving back part of this. And when we come back, I'm going to shut my mouth, my pie hole, because I did have a gigantic piece of, well, carrot cake, vegetables. I figured it's vegetables in New York City.
Yeah, it's got to be good for you.
10 layers. Oh, it's a whole other story, Kevin. We're talking with Kevin Cloutier. He is the co-founder of Fleet. No, it is Feet. Feet First Eventertainment. That was the one that you screwed me up on. Eventertainment. FeetFirstEvents.com. This is Entrepreneur Radio. We're going to find about the secret sauce of his success on the other side.
There's more Entrepreneur Radio after these messages. You're listening to Entrepreneur Radio. Here's Alan Taylor.
Well, you know, I love people who have the courage to start companies that are newfangled, that aren't what everybody else is doing. That's what Kevin and his brother, Kevin Cloutier, who is the co-founder of Feet First Eventertainment, has done. And Kevin, now it's time for you to talk a little bit about, you know, I mean, why didn't you become a lawyer? Why not a doctor? Why not an engineer?
I think my parents are saying the same thing, you know.
But it sounds like you've been pretty successful in this, you and your brother Dave, and I'd like to meet him someday. But maybe you could explain to people, you know, at the end of the day, what do you want to do? What is it your kind of your life mission? There's got to be more going on here than just, you know, being a DJ, coming up with fun games. There is a opportunity here to help people work together better. I think that is part of it. Am I touching on that?
Sure. I think I found out really early in life that one of the things that truly made me happy was making other people happy. And I know that sounds kind of hokey, but it's really true. When I could create something that I could see someone else having fun with, it really gave me a buzz. And so I wanted to do more of that. So I would continuously make up games and make up ways for friends or whatever to do fun things. And so I just tried to turn that into a business. Well, if I can do this for my friends, why not? I'm sure other people would want to do this too. And so that became my goal. And it's truly about giving people experiences that they wouldn't have without us. And so that's what I feel we do. We try and make up, you know, new and different ideas. We base a lot of things off of reality shows. So people will kind of have an idea, like we have a Survivor themed event. We have an Amazing Race themed event. So that way when people are contacting us, they have an idea of what they're going to get as in a scavenger hunt or beach games or something like that.
And this is for team building for big corporations that want people to work together. Listen, this is a big problem. Even in small companies like my own, I have like 15 employees that work for my company. And if we don't sometimes sit around in a circle and talk and laugh and joke and maybe go out to lunch every so often, you know, the morale just it just starts to stagnate. And I think that more and more bigger companies are looking for ways, and that's, of course, Feet First Eventertainment, to help people work together better through, I think, these experiential opportunities to have a little bit of fun, see what kind of the person that you've worked in the office, you know, next to for 6 or 8 or 9 months that you're getting to know, what they're like when they're laughing. Because when you're laughing and you're having a good time, you're a whole nother person than you are
when you're,
exactly
what we do.
Yeah, when your head's down in the books or whatever, you know, it's like, get away, I'm busy, I got a deadline,
You've hit on it exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, that's our goal, is you get out of the office and you realize, wow, I didn't know I liked Jim so much. You know, I work next to him every day, but
right.
We're a lot more alike than I thought. And so if you can laugh with someone for a couple hours, you share some experiences, then you come back and that stays with you. And yes, we've got the day-to-day grind, but we shared these experiences that made us laugh and made us happy, and that's going to bring you closer and make you work better.
Well, God bless you for that. We all need more of that. I'm telling you, how can I or you in our 40s and 50s, because I know how old you are, how can we teach people to laugh. And I think you, I mean, my gosh, you're doing it. And how can we tell people it's important to laugh? That's why, I mean, if you've not heard my show, if you've not heard me on the radio for going on 30 years or seen me on ABC with Kelly Ripa and Regis, and now it's Ryan Seacrest, I've been 18 years on that show. I go out there. It's a live show. I am best in a live environment because you know what? I'm just going to be me. I'm just going to have fun. I'm just going to joke around. And I think that is why they keep having me back, whoever they is or they are. Magazines work with me because they say, you know, he's authentic. He is who he is. And I think that's so important for us to find out who are we and who is the guy or the lady next to me in the cubicle or in the office next to me. What are they like when they're having fun? Honestly, I have people work for me that I have yet to have fun with, and I don't know them. I literally feel like I do not know them until I've had fun with them.
I agree, and we get that all the time. That's why people hire us back, and repeat clients tell us all the time that it's the most fun they've ever had, and so it was the best experience they've ever had. Mm-hmm. And so that's a great compliment, and that's what we want to keep bringing out in people.
Yeah,
show them how to get to know each other better in a fun way.
So we talked about the Waterworks program, and you guys are the U.S. distributors of this. It's an Australian-based company. We've got about a minute and a half left. I love how you've actually worked into this another little side hustle, which is just great. Can I call it that?
I don't know. What do you mean?
Well, you know, it's funny because, I mean, it's like you have your business, you know, Feet First Event Entertainment, and now you've kind of became a distributor for this Waterworks program. And do the two go together? Or are they two separate things?
They go together very much. We do a lot of give back programs. We do bike builds, and we distribute shoes, and we distribute food, and all kinds of things like that. And so it was the next step. It made sense, and we found this company that distributes clean water filters and clean water, and no one's doing it here in America. And we thought, well, why not bring it here? Because we have the biggest client base that there is for this type of work. So if we can provide more clean water to Africa, then more power to us. So
you know what? I got to say, hats off to you. You guys are making people laugh and smile, teaching them how to work together better. You've got you're an entrepreneur. You've got a business that you're enjoying. You're working with your family, your brother. You're doing it all right. You got a give back program. I mean, hats off, man. You guys want to learn more about Kevin and Dave Cloutier, you can check out feetfirstevents.com. Kevin, thanks for sharing with us. Really appreciate it.
Hey, thank you very much, Alan.
All right, there's more entrepreneur after these words. Stay with us.
Entrepreneur Radio. Now, here's your host, Alan Taylor.
Entrepreneur on Magazine stands everywhere. And don't forget the World Wide Web, where you can find everything you want and more and things you should not be looking at. Stop it now. Stop yourself. Get yourself under control and get back over to entrepreneur.com and start thinking about business again. Knock that off. Scott Duffy's on the line. He's the co-host with me on the web series we're doing with Entrepreneur called Business and Burgers. Check it out at businessandburgers.com. We were in New York together. Did you make it home safe? I imagine you did. You sound like you're in your car.
I'm in my car, and I made it home safe. And nice. I got to tell you, I'm on my way to a meeting right now. It's a lunch meeting, and they tell me they're taking me out for burgers. Tonight I have a meeting. They're taking me out for burgers. Like, the awesome part about having a burger show is you have a burger show. The crazy part about having a burger show is everyone wants to eat this with you. You know what I mean?
I know. Well, you know why? Because they feel like that they're on the show at that moment in time for a couple of minutes. And guess what? Maybe you should consider charging to go eat a burger. I think that's it's like, no. Okay, we'll take you for lasagna. Okay, there's no charge for that.
Well, it's so fun because it's a great way to, like, find new places, explore new places, meet new people. And the chefs, what's really cool is just learning about the chefs who, in many cases, are small business owners, right? They own a restaurant.
Right.
And really learning their stories about how they got started and what it took them. you know, to build something that, you know, is pretty cool.
You know, what's funny about Scott and I is we're both entrepreneurs in our own right. But we got together and we're doing this show, and the next thing you know, it becomes successful. We just did it because it was fun, and it was something that, you know, we were talking to Microsoft about, hey, we could do this, and, you know, maybe we could learn the secret sauce of people's success. And then of course, Microsoft is like, hey, this is great. And then Entrepreneur is like, hey, this is really great. And then we went to the New Fronts in New York. Maybe explain what the New Fronts are in case I didn't do a good job earlier.
Well, you know, for the past, you know, it seems like forever, the way that TV ad sales have worked is every May, all of the top networks, you know, ABC, CBS, Fox, go to New York, and the top cable stations, they go to New York, and what they do in May is they roll out their season for the next year. And they do it on stage in these amazing, like, venues, and they bring out their top stars, and they share what the next season is going to look like. Have great parties, and over a two-week period, the goal is this. The goal is to sell somewhere between 70 and 80% of their advertising for the next year and to sell it up front. And then if you buy later in the year, you buy in what's called the spot market, and it's a lot more expensive and stuff like that. And what's happened is, as of about the last 2-3 years, there is so much money, advertiser money, going into online video that they now have the digital upfronts, which are called the New Fronts. So we do 2 weeks for online upfronts, and then we do 2 weeks for TV. And we were presenting our show with Entrepreneur at the new digital upfront.
And it was fun. We did an actual live show. I mean, a little mini live show, like a 10-minute version from start to finish. And we ate a burger, and we had your friend Julie on. By the way, do me a favor. Pitch Julie just for a second. I love this gal. What a brilliant woman.
So Julie and I first started working together, you know, several years ago at Virgin, where when I was with Virgin, I think that the company, the group, the Virgin group, was involved in something like 400 companies around the world. Like, think about that, 400 companies, and Julie was the head of brand for Virgin. So you think about, like, that killer Virgin brand and how you're able to take that and transfer that emotion from, you know, airlines to records to, you know, gyms to whatever it is. So that's something that Julie was in charge of.
And what's Julie's last name? I can't remember how to say it.
Sorry, Julie Catino.
That's right.
And you should look her up online. Julie's company is called Brand Twist. And she has a best-selling book called Twist that's out there. And what she does is she teaches people how to really build and grow compelling brands.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Brilliant. And the fact is, if you just look at her book called Twist, it's she said, you know, it's like you guys with business and burgers. You didn't just want to talk business. You do it while you're eating a burger, which is the twist that makes it a little more fun. So in today's marketplace, if you don't have a little twist to what you're doing, then you look just like the other guy. So what is your twist? And that's what I loved about it.
Yeah, I mean, that was awesome. You know what's really killer about Julie is the way she walks her talk. So when we were in the, like, Alan, you remember this. When we were in the green room, Julie was holding court, right? There were eight shows, I think, that were presented by Entrepreneur, the upfronts. And she was talking to every single, she'd walk up to them, talk to them about their brand proposition, what's unique about what you do for your target customer. And she was just like, it was go time.
Here's the other funny part is that she was so enamored with that lamb burger that had cinnamon in it that, you know, you and I had a couple of bites. She ate the whole thing, and it was cold.
That's
it was
right.
TV
That's
cold, right. You know.
And she focused on, so we had, it was crazy because, you know, we get served all kinds of burgers, from breakfast burgers with, like, hash browns as buns to, we just had a $250 burger. Right in
yeah.
the city.
Yeah, it was lobster and Wagyu beef. I mean, it was amazing with caviar on it.
Right, and so this particular burger was cooked by a Mediterranean restaurant. It was a lamb burger, but the twist, what you know, was that the onions were baked in cinnamon, and so it tasted just like nothing I've ever had before. And you know, one of the things that Julie honed in on right away is she said, "What is that? What is it that's so unique?" And the business owner, who's the chef, you know, she said it's the cinnamon. And, you know, so Julie was talking about how to integrate, you know, that as her twist into all of her messaging. And you're right. The question is, you know, what is it about what we do for our customers that is that twist that makes us unique, that keeps us one step ahead of the competition? And are we out there evangelizing that on a consistent basis?
Yeah. It's interesting. You know, while we were there, we got to have lunch with Alan Alda, who is also a businessman and entrepreneur. Matter of fact, he'll be in next month's issue of Entrepreneur Magazine, the June issue. Had him on the show last week on Entrepreneur Radio. And by the way, there's 2 hours of Entrepreneur Radio, an hour on Saturday and an hour on Sunday. So if you're only listening to this 1 hour, I do the shows a little bit differently. The first hour on Saturday is, several guests. And the Sunday show, I try and focus in on just one guest. This week, it's John Ratzenberger. As a matter of fact, he is, if you've seen the movie or the TV show Cheers, he is Cliff Clavin, the postman, as well as he's been in every Pixar film. So for those listening, there's another show on Sunday. You can also listen online at entrepreneur.com and look for the podcast. But Scott, you have an interesting little piece of news you should share with the world about you and Damon John from Shark Tank.
Oh, yeah. No, that's exciting. This week I signed with Damon John's Shark Group to represent me, for all the things that I'm doing, that we're doing right now in terms of speaking and just doing some really cool things with killer companies out there. And it's just, it's really awesome to be a part of, a group that's just out there. They're out front. They're so far ahead of the competition, and to be able to be aligned with him is really exciting.
Yeah. Well, congratulations on that and all of what you and I are into. And, of course, we're both entrepreneurs. We have our both ventures going on constantly, side by side, together, separately, like all serial entrepreneurs. Scott Duffy, you're the best. ScottDuffy.com. You can find him also at Entrepreneur. And we'll take a little break. Scott, drive safe out there, buddy.
Rock and roll.
When we come back, we're going to talk to the editor-in-chief of Entrepreneur, Jason Pfeiffer. You're listening to Entrepreneur Radio. And the reason that you had to care.
This is Entrepreneur Radio. Now, here's your host, Alan Taylor.
You know, I was at the upfronts in New York, or they call them the new fronts in New York, with the baddest magazine on the newsstands, Entrepreneur Magazine, the magazine that is going to bring America back and make America great again. I can say that because I'm with Entrepreneur now. But I was there, and I finally got to meet face-to-face with Jason Pfeiffer, the editor-in-chief of the magazine, a young, dynamic dynamo when it comes to magazine publishing, which has changed so much. You can't put old guys like me at the helm of something that needs to be refreshed in the way that the magazine world needs to do. And they're doing that now. So a lot of people said to me, there was photos on your Facebook page. They're like, Entrepreneur Network, what is that? And I said, well, it's because things are a-changing. So who we have right now is Jason Pfeiffer, the editor-in-chief. And thank you again for being on the show, Jason. This is 2 weeks in a row. We're making a thing of this.
Boy, I like it. Let's keep it going. Alan, it was great. It was great to meet you, and your new front presentation totally killed.
It was fun. It was fun. You did a good job, too, by the way. You had to stand in front of everybody. And I'm talking about, these are the media buyers from New York City, like all the piranha in the river. It's like you're saying, please don't eat me. Just take a bite. That's all I wanted. One bite, and it's like, there they are, kind of judging the brand, looking at the brand. And what is this brand Entrepreneur doing? How are you guys evolving it? Well, you got all these new cool shows. You got the elevator pitch. You got Business and Burgers. You got all these things going on in the video world. You've got a magazine that's killing it. You got all these social media things. I don't know. Was it millions upon millions of touch points for people that are hungry to find out how people become successful being entrepreneurs. And what I say all the time on this show is, we will help you. It's the stories of the people that have made it that will help others to go, I know exactly how that person feels. And that's what this show is all about, is to give you a chance to hear these stories and to kind of see that there is light at the end of the tunnel. Yeah, it gets tough sometimes, but it's like what they say, when the going gets tough, the tough gets going, right?
Yeah, so I love where you brought that. It's funny, because when you said a minute ago that you want to see these stories about how to become successful, to me, that's only a small part of the kinds of stories that we tell and the kinds of things that I think entrepreneurs want to hear. And then where you went there, right, that it's about the toughness and facing that toughness, I think that is really where the motivation is. You know, I always tell people when people pitch me for stories for the magazine or whatever, I say, I am not interested in success stories. I'm interested in problem-solving stories.
Right.
It is discouraging to just hear, ah, oh, that person's killing it, and that person's killing it, and that person, because that ignores the reality, and the reality is that making success and being a success is super hard work, and it involved a lot of failure. You fail 15 times before you get it right, and the people who succeed are just the ones that keep going through that failure, and I think that the best thing about talking to entrepreneurs is how open they are about those failures. People
right.
want to talk about it because they realize that it's such an important part of the journey.
Well, and I'll agree with that. And what happens is when I get pitched the same as you, I always say, all right, give me your elevator pitch. You know, tell me your story. I'm interested in hard work, perseverance, stick-to-itiveness, working, you know, sometimes 24 hours a day. I have worked personally a number of times where I worked 24 hours a day to get something done, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's like even this morning, I got home from being in New York with you. Home for me is Oregon, right? I mean, it was a long damn trip. I got home at 12:30, which was 3:30 in the morning for New York time. And then I had to get back up 4 hours later to come in and do this show and a couple other shows I do. And now I'm, as soon as we're done right here, I'm taking my same bag that I just refreshed with underwear and socks. And I'm going to go and get on another plane and head out again. Because you know what? Right now it's the harvest time for me. I've been planting seeds my whole life. And right now there's lots of opportunity. And I believe that there is lots of opportunity for all of us in this world, because for some reason, the entrepreneur is being singled out as the guy or the gal that can solve the problem. What is the problem? Whatever it may be in your life, but they put a name on it. It's called being an entrepreneur. Am I right, Jason?
That's right.
Yep.
That's totally right. That's
beautiful.
It's solving that problem. That's what an entrepreneur does. And you know, when you were talking a little earlier about how people tell their stories, it reminded me of this thing that Vanessa Van Edwards, who's our Science of Success columnist, she is an amazing researcher of human behavior, and she was talking to me about how when you tell your story to people and you want people to buy into to what you're doing, whether you're talking to an investor or a potential partner, whoever, the hero's journey is the way to tell that story. You know, the hero's journey is a three-part story. Part number one, I had a vision. Part number two, I had a lot of setbacks, right? You have to be acknowledging of those challenges. Had a lot of setbacks. Part number three is I overcame them and now I'm moving forward, right? You want to root for somebody who faced those problems and knew how to overcome them.
That's right. Hold tight. We're going to talk more on the other side. Commercial break. We're going to pay some bills because we're businessmen. And
right.
We'll come back and talk more about Entrepreneur and how this brand is evolving. And you can be a part of that evolution. We'll be right back. It's Entrepreneur Radio.
Entrepreneur Radio. Now, here's your host, Alan Taylor.
A serial entrepreneur I am and always have been. It's all I know. I wouldn't know what else to do with myself. I have this kind of knack. When somebody has a problem, I want to jump in and solve it. To me, it's fun. It's like, you know, some people, they want a crossword puzzle. And I always thought to myself, why would you want to do a crossword puzzle? Well, because guess what? There's a little challenge to it. So to me, life is my crossword puzzle, and that's how I look at it. I always love the challenge. Joining us right now is Jason Pfeiffer. He's the editor-in-chief of Entrepreneur Magazine, Entrepreneur Media, and we're talking about just kind of the evolution of the brand, Entrepreneur. Maybe, Jason, you could just give us a few minutes on just all the things that this brand is into these days. I mean, there's events coming up and magazine websites, you know, social media. Go for it.
Man, it's everything. It's everything. I mean, this is the thing when people always ask me this. I love it because, you know, I ask people how they run their business and then they want to know about mine. And I work in media, you work in media, and people are really curious about how it operates, which I love because I love explaining it. And, you know, the thing is, we are in changing landscape. Every business, every industry is changing, and media is no different. We got to figure out, I think, the most important thing to figure out is we got to figure out how people want to hear and engage with us, you know? And it's not the way that they used to. I mean, this is – Entrepreneur Media started as Entrepreneur Magazine 40 years ago. And at that time, man, all you had to do was put a magazine on a newsstand somewhere and people would grab it. You know, that's amazing to think about that right now, right? Because that is dumb. That is dumb right now, right? That's not an intelligent way to reach people. An intelligent way to reach people is to think, all right, what are the million different ways that people are engaging with content, the million different ways that people need us, and how are they using that stuff, and how can we be there? So that means building out all sorts of products, and it means building out video series, like what you guys are doing, partnering with amazing people who are producing amazing content. It means creating a podcast network and bringing in lots of awesome creators and then creating our own stuff so that we're reaching those kinds of people. It means events, and it means partnering with other events, right, so that we can go into where other people are and say, you know, listen, there's just a lot of synergy here, and we want to work with you because your audience is our audience. I think that trying to be an island in this economy doesn't make any sense. You got to work with people. You got to work with people who are reaching the people that you want to reach. And I'll tell you, you know, at lunch today, before this phone call, at lunch today, I was sitting down with Lauren Berger. She runs Intern Queen. It's a company where she connects college kids with their future internships. And I was saying, you know what I really want to do. And this goes back to when I was saying that newsstand sales are a kind of dumb way to reach people, which is not to insult newsstand sales, but it's to say it's not a sophisticated way. It's not a targeted way.
Not in today's marketplace, correct.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So I was saying, you know what I need? I need to figure out a way to get this magazine directly at college entrepreneurship clubs. You know, like those people are hungry for this kind of magazine, but they're not walking by a newsstand. They're just not doing it. They're college kids, right?
Right.
So I need to go to them. And so now we're going to work together because she's got those connections and she's going to bring me into those college clubs. And then I'm going to figure out, what do they want? Do they want to talk to me? Should I do Skype sessions with them? Should I chat with them? How can I be a resource for them so that they can get engaged with the magazine? That's how you build the next generation of customers.
It's so interesting. And here's the funny thing about the word entrepreneur. It doesn't have an age to it. You can be 10 years old. You can be 100 years old. And if you're solving a problem, somebody's going to look at you and go, there's an entrepreneur. And that, you wear that like a crown on your head, because it means that you are somebody that people will look up to and go to for answers, because that guy or that woman or that person, whether it's a child even, has got forward thinking or thought leadership built into the DNA of who they are. And I was talking to John Ratzenberger, who's, he's an actor, he's an entrepreneur, and he says, you know, that it's born into you in a very young age. And he kept on coming back to that and back to that. And he says he knew he was an entrepreneur from the time he was a little kid. And I feel that same thing. I've always felt like, you know, I'm not normal. I didn't know what it was. I always wanted to, you know, when somebody says, oh, you can't do that, I'd say, well, there's got to be a way. Let's find it. And that again, that's an entrepreneur. So I'm proud to be associated with the brand, and glad to watch you young guy. Cause to me, you know, I'm in my 50s now. You're a young guy. And I look at the young people of today, and I'm so proud of how much courage young people have these days. And you're one of those folks. So thank you, Jason.
Hey, man, I appreciate those kind words. And you're right. I mean, the young people today, I mean, the thing that they don't have is an understanding of exactly where the world's going to go. But, you know, it's an unsteady times. But I think that has enabled them to choose their own adventure. And that is awesome.
That's beautiful. That's the editor-in-chief of Entrepreneur Magazine, Entrepreneur Media, Entrepreneur Network. I'm Alan Taylor. This is Entrepreneur Radio.
There's more. Entrepreneur Radio.